gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, she is from Princeton, New Jersey. She is an advanced certified life coach. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Randy Suskin to the program. Randy, welcome. How are you today?
Hi, Chris. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it. And why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. So I'm an advanced certified life coach, like you said, and I help people attune to their inner wisdom and live their lives with more love and ease and joy and clarity than they could have imagined was possible. One of the ways that this happens is by uncovering what's been blocking them from having or knowing what they want. So I bring them back to the knowing that their source of power, which is love, their authority, all that they're looking for is right there within them. And their perceptions begin to shift and evolve from fear to love, which is the truth of their being. You know, every decision that we make for love changes our future somehow. And this turns out to be a life changer that affects and helps people in every aspect of their lives. They begin to feel more empowered, loved and loving, confident and able to move forward in the name of having a wonderful life as more of who they really are, of how they want to show up in their lives now. My specialty is one-on-one personal life coaching, but I also do speaking engagements, workshops, and leadership development.
All righty. Now, tell us about your background and of your business.
Well, I've been dedicatedly on a spiritual path for 29 years. It was in 1991. I was told by a doctor that I had what looked like could have been a very serious medical condition. My three children were small at the time, and I knew I couldn't go anywhere. It just wasn't an option. Shortly after I heard this news, I was arranging towels on a towel bar in the house we lived in at the time, and I heard a voice say, "It's going to be all right." I don't know if you've ever had an experience like that. It felt like it was kind of coming from within me and outside of me at the same time. It was like a gift, an inspiration, a feather. It was very gentle and clear. I somehow knew that what I heard was true, but I was still predominantly filled with fear. I did have the surgery that was necessary, and thank God everything turned out to be fine. It was shortly after that I stepped onto the spiritual path and never looked back. I have found spirituality to be the key to genuine transformation.
All righty. Now, what inspired you to pursue becoming a life coach?
My wanting to be truly helpful to people in the highest and best and most transformative way possible. When I grew up, I was depressed, suicidal, and now I live a life I love. I love it. And I want people to know there is another way. It's amazing how with just a little bit of willingness to see things differently, some inquiry and guidance and simple practices, lives can change in powerful ways. For example, I have a client who, when she first came to me, she was struggling with depression. She was contemplating divorce. She was pregnant and wasn't even acknowledging the pregnancy. She had a lot going on. And after listening to her, I had the sense that she was having the hardest time with the belief she had mentioned a few times, which was she believed she cannot be lovable in a relationship. I asked her to close her eyes, place a hand on her heart, and I asked, "Is that true? Is it true that she cannot be lovable in a relationship?" And I said, if it weren't true, on a scale of 1 to 100, how lovable can she be? There was some silence, and then she said in a clear, confident voice, 110%. I can be 110% lovable in a relationship. And she cried because she was released in that moment from a belief, and it was only a belief that she had been carrying for most of her life that had been limiting her and keeping her small. Moments like these occur often during my sessions, and Chris, it's just so good.
All righty. Now, where do you think you see yourself in the future? What's going to be on tap for you?
I am certainly on my path. I'm fulfilling my purpose. This is my work. I've been blessed by world-renowned coaches and teachers who encourage me to put more and more of myself out into the world. We shall see about that, but I am saying yes to more and more offers that are coming my way. It's all very, very good, and I'm grateful for all of it.
All righty, and how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
My website is lifecoachingbyrandi.com. I offer a complimentary consultation, and if anyone would like to reach me for anything at all, you can write to me at Randy, with an I, Suskin, S-U-S-K-I-N, at gmail.com.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Chris.
You are absolutely welcome, and for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6:08 to 90:10:04.
Order in the car.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.